We are so excited about all of the members we have here. We have over 130 businesses who are based here in our building and close to 300 members. And really, we attract and we also vet our members. We're really looking for those people who are excited about community, excited about connecting, excited about St. Petersburg, and really uplifting everybody for the greater good. So we have incredible synergies here between businesses, between people, and it's really just the best job in the world to be able to watch what can happen when you bring people together in a physical space.
Yeah, it's just interesting because there's always something to talk about. I haven't met anybody here who wasn't interesting and didn't have something I was interested in. I mean, it's really unique. It's an amazing thing. What did you do before this?
Oh, I've had a ton of lives, but I really do feel like everything I've done in the past professionally and even personally have really brought me to the place that I am now. It's just such an incredible honor to be able to connect people with a marketing brain that I have on the operations side, with the community building side. I've always had spent time on nonprofits as well. So it really is the intersection of all of the things I'm passionate about coming together here in this space.
In addition to Thrive, you're involved in other community organizations. Talk about those.
I am. I have always been an entrepreneurial champion. So I invest a lot of time in coaching, mentoring, and supporting entrepreneurs, both in the world of tech and also entrepreneurs who are just people who want to start and run their own business. That takes shape in a lot of different formats, but it is so gratifying to see people really become financially independent, to hire employees. That's really what's going to create St. Petersburg to be a strong and healthy economy. So I'm also involved in supporting nonprofits, coaching, and kind of helping organizations with their pitches is another passion project of mine. So anybody out there, if you need to pitch investors or donors, you can come tag me here at Thrive, and I would be thrilled to hear your pitch and give you some pointers on how to really land that money.
Oh, that's interesting, indeed. Neighbor that we met this morning, Clark Realty, mentioned how, in a way, you're able to grow with the resident. In other words, as their business has grown, they started out in this space where we are right now with two people, and now they've already expanded, I think, twice, right here in this facility, which is interesting.
Oh, it's great. I mean, one of the terrific options that we have here is really incredibly easy and affordable ways for people to come in at a base level membership, a co-working membership, and then we have options for them to grow into a desk of their own, then an office of their own, and then a larger office. We've had several businesses that we've had the privilege to watch that evolution. We've had several businesses that have outgrown us here and have gone on to buy their own buildings in St. Petersburg, and truly, that's the best gift of all, is watching them be able to take all of the resources that they've gathered here, be able to have that opportunity to grow their business and focus on that, and then be able to take it to the next level.
I was going to look this up before, but I didn't get around to it. Do you know anything about the history of co-working spaces, like when this happened and who did it first and anything about that?
Well, I will tell you, the cities that have been doing it the longest, it really has traditionally been grown organically. It is a bunch of scrappy entrepreneurs who wanted to share some space so that they had a real address, and they understood the power of collaboration, the power of sharing that entrepreneurial journey. That really was how this concept came started. So we've kind of taken that spirit and that passion and taken it to a whole other level and a whole other size. But the idea is still there, that connecting people physically in the same place is incredibly powerful. That's really the key to success for a lot of business growth.
Now, this building is connected to the Cathedral Church of St. Peter. And if I have my story correct, this part of the building was built at the same time as their church offices and Sunday school facility. And it was part of that development when that happened, I guess, 10, 12 years ago, right? And
that's exactly right.
Yeah, and then the owner, TJM Properties, also operates the Princess Martha next door.
In addition to lots of other properties. we're really, really lucky to be under the umbrella of TJM Properties, another organization that cares passionately about St. Petersburg, right. Tampa Bay, state of Florida. They operate, among other things, retirement communities, mm-hmm. but they really have been such incredible supporters of downtown St. Pete and invest a lot of their time and resources as well to ensure that we continue to have an incredibly vibrant downtown and grow in a way that will support all of us.
I had an opportunity to work a little bit with Terry McCarthy back probably 10 years ago as we were starting Radio St. Pete. We also had for several years an international baseball series at Al Lang Stadium. And he was a sponsor and involved in the St. Pete Sports Alliance back then. And one other thing I wanted to mention is the community here at Thrive is a community. You have events. I mean, you have regular events, and you do good in the community. And talk just a little bit about kind of the community group aspect of Thrive.
Absolutely. Well, kind of going back to what you previously talked about, the acquisition of this building by TJM Properties, when the build-out was done of this space, it was built with the intention of being a co-working community. And so much of the physicality of this space supports the connection of the people who are here. So for folks that come in, they see we have a ton of glass. We have interesting a setup in our kitchen where it kind of feels like things are a little crammed in a corner, and that is absolutely on purpose. We want to create opportunities for those organic interactions with people you may not run into on a daily basis. But then we take that another step, and we, meaning me, my staff, we create a lot of intentional opportunities for people to connect here. So that can look like personal development, professional development. We had a morning meditation recently. We're getting ready for a talk by one of our member accountants to talk us through some of the tax implications of the hurricanes. We have so many members here who give of their time, effort, energy to give back and help people with knowledge, professional services, coaching, mentorship. And so we really capitalize upon that generosity to also create opportunities for our members to connect with one another. And it's part of what sets us apart from a lot of other spaces here. It's an aspect of Thrive that we're incredibly proud of.
And I seem to remember you had a connection with the Princess Martha. You had some unofficial aunts, uncles, and grandparents over there.
We do. We try to, most holidays, partner with them and identify some of their residents who might not be getting any packages, any wrapped gifts around the holiday season, and really brighten their days by having a big holiday celebration. We also, once a month, are committed to giving back to our larger community with some sort of nonprofit effort. This previous month, we cooked a meal at Ronald McDonald House. We've also partnered with the Downtown Neighborhood Association to do Williams Park cleanups. We've helped unload trucks at CASA. So every single month, there's a chance for us to get together and give back.
Well, as you know, this is our one-year anniversary. It's hard to believe. It's been a year since we opened our studio. I was talking to Jay earlier, and I said, was it really just a year ago? Because of all the good things that have happened since we made this decision. So I just want to thank you for helping guide us through the process and get us in here, and we look forward to many years to come.
Oh, me too. You guys, community radio is so incredibly consistent with our mission, vision, values. We are so proud to be able to support the radio station and to support you, and we can't wait for what the next year holds either.
Great, great. Well, thank you, Brooke. Thanks for coming in, Brooke Beeler. What is your title? General manager? Are you the?
Oh no! So my title is Chief Visionary and Community Builder at Thrive DTSP.
Well, there you go. You heard it from her directly. So, thank you, Brooke.
Thank you.
Great.